Salutation to the Buddha. Bowing respectfully to the Buddhas, their sons, to the body of the truth, and to all who are praiseworthy, I will relate briefly, according to the scriptures, how the sons of the Buddhas enter the spiritual life. There is nothing really original here, and I have no skill in literary composition. I have composed this with no other purpose than to perfume my own mind. While doing this, the surge of my inspiration to cultivate what is good increases. However, if another person like myself should see this, may he benefit from it. This favourable moment, so hard to obtain, has arrived, leading to the welfare of mankind. If this moment is not utilised advantageously now, when will the opportunity come again? As lightning is seen brightly for an instant in the darkness of a clouded night, so sometime, by the power of the Buddha, the mind of the world might for a moment turn to the good. So these are the first five verses of what's known as the Bodhicaryavatara, or the entry into the path of enlightenment. And it was composed, this text, in the 8th century by the great Buddhist master Shantideva, Indian Buddhist master Shantideva. It's a hugely influential Buddhist text. It's a manual for bodhisattvas, for those who are dedicated to, who are committed to, treading the path to enlightenment with and for the sake of all beings. And I've started with these opening verses of the Bodhicaryavatara because it's through looking at the Bodhicaryavatara that we'll be inspiring ourselves, I hope, in the course of this weekend. I want to just comment, actually, on these first five verses. Just give you a little running commentary. So first of all, he bows respectfully to the Buddhas. This is a very traditional way of opening up a Buddhist text. Shantideva was a Buddhist monk. He was completely devoted to the Buddhist tradition. So, of course, he begins by respectfully bowing to the embodiments of his spiritual ideal, the Buddha, the embodiment of enlightenment, to the Buddha's sons, who are the great community of disciples who follow the Buddha, as well as to the truth itself, the Buddha as a sort of, as representing reality itself. So he bows to all those. And he says his purpose in writing his work, in writing this book, is simply to show how those who are inspired by the Buddha just follow the spiritual life. And, well, that's what we're going to be trying to do this weekend. We're just going to try to see how we, in our own life, in our own way, may follow the spiritual life, following the inspiration of Shantideva. And in the second verse, he says, there's nothing really original here. There's nothing really original here. This is one of those lovely phrases in Buddhist texts. There's nothing really original here. Shantideva is not trying to write an original work. He's not interested in coming up with something new for the sake of it. He's just going to follow the tradition, follow how the tradition has come to him. But in fact, his work is, in fact, rather unique and original in its own way. But he's not trying to be original. And in the same way, on this weekend, there won't be anything original. If you're expecting some, if you're those of you who are very familiar with Buddhism, if you're expecting some, you know, bright, flashy, new revelation or something like that, well, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be anything novel or new. We're going to be following the time-honored teachings of the Buddha and his disciples. We'll be doing the same meditations, the same pujas. We'll be looking at some of the great themes, which probably you've looked at many times before. We'll be opening up to the Dharma to the truth, to the Buddha's teaching, allowing it to perfume our minds. So that's what we're going to be doing. For some of you, of course, I know some of you are quite new to Padmaloka. This might all seem very strange and new. Well, lucky for you, I say. One of the sort of besetting sins, I think, of human endeavour is over-familiarity, and it affects Buddhists like it affects everybody else. You know, we think, oh, I've done this before, I know this. So if you're new and you feel a bit off balance and it's a bit strange and it's a bit weird, oh, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. Really treasure that feeling, because you can really make the most of what you're encountering. And, you know, express. Don't be afraid of sort of expressing your newness. And in the discussion group, I've sometimes been in discussion groups with sort of new people here at Padmaloka, and they say, well, I know this is a very obvious question, and they seem apologetic. And of course, the obvious questions are the best questions. They're the questions that actually even Buddhists of many years standing need to be asking themselves. So if you're new, really celebrate that, and don't apologise for it. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. And in verse 3, he says he's, in composing the work, he's doing it so that the surge of inspiration to cultivate what is good may increase in him. That's why he's doing it. So we're here, I love that phrase, the surge of inspiration. While doing this, the surge of my inspiration to cultivate what is good increases. So that's another theme of the weekend. We're here to derive inspiration, to cultivate the good, to cultivate the skillful, to cultivate the spiritually creative. I hope that in the course of the weekend you will feel that surge of inspiration to follow the spiritual life. I hope so.